there are talks about Kamavinga returning to Mamelodi Sundowns, your guest Singh hardly ever comments about anything. So for him to actually be out in the media, that means it is serious.
Kama mentioned to me, Singh is committed to Chelsea this season. The player insisted that I want to stay. He says to me, I don't want to move this season.
What has changed in the last 12 months that all of a sudden they are happy to have Kamavinga back and potentially pay him the amount of money that he was asking for?
Sokala Duma Radio.
It is the Friday before the start of a brand new season of the Wafa Wafa Cup, and that is the MTN 8. Good afternoon and welcome to the weekend special here on Sokala Duma Radio. I am your host, Shane Matsoyane, bringing you the preview of what's going to be going down this weekend. In today's show, we hear from Michael Ngobeni from M Sports Management, who is the agent of the match, talk about the man of the moment, Ukama Biliad, and we'll also be talking to the man who broke the story of Kama Biliad potentially going back to his former side, Mamelodi Sundowns, and that is the super general of Sokala Duma, Umazola Molefe. This is the weekend special. Enjoy the episode. To give us a little bit of clarity here on this Kama Chiefs Sundown story, now we are joined by the super general of Sokala Duma, Mazola Molefe. He's the one who broke the story, actually. Zolisto, welcome and thank you for joining us on SL Radio.
Yeah, sure. Tashane, always a pleasure, man.
Talk there, talk nga patata. There is speculation, there's people making comments that they are negotiating. A team ngapa releases a statement saying they are not talking to anyone regarding the sale of Kama. Please tell us, what's going on here, Super Chen?
Firstly, to set the record straight on our end as Sokala Duma, is that what we know, what we have been told, what we know for a fact, and I suppose both clubs have confirmed this,
sure,
that there are talks about Kama Biliya returning to Mamelodi Sundowns. What we know for a fact is that there has been an offer or on the table, and the player is keen, I'm told, to return to Klerkop for another spell. What is a bit iffy, that becomes a question mark, is the timeline from a Chiefs point of view, because Kaiser Chiefs are saying the negotiations about Kama Biliya did not go any further. Sundowns made an approach during the Africa Cup of Nations and it was rejected and it ended there. And then your guest Singh, acting general manager and Mamelodi Sundowns, says they are ongoing talks. And I'll be quite frank and say, you know, having worked in this media space for some time now and knowing the ins and outs at both clubs, I can tell you for a fact that your guest Singh hardly ever comments about anything. He will comment only if something is serious and dictates that he comments about it and that there's a voice from the club. So for him to actually be out in public in the media confirming that there are ongoing talks, that means it is serious. But now Kaiser Chiefs have obviously slammed him. They've come out with their own statement to say they are even considering legal action because it's unethical for Mr. Singh to come out. To be honest, I don't see anything unethical. He is the head honcho at Mamelodi Sundowns. I could almost say he's Patrice Motsepe's right-hand man because he's the general manager. He's not talking about player tapping. He's not talking about going behind Kaiser Chiefs' back to speak to Kama Biliya. He is saying we are talking to the club and there's mutual respect between the two clubs. And people can say whatever they want. There's been attempts to get comment from Kaiser Chiefs, either by Sokala Duma or other publications.
Sure.
And up until yesterday's statement, Kaiser Chiefs had been mum. They had not been saying anything. Even their communications officer, Dina Maphosa, had somewhat not been clear. You know, he had only been dismissed the Kama Biliya reports as speculation and had not given a clear stance or where the club stands. It was for the first time that the club had come out. And this story, we've been reporting on this story for a month now. That's what it is, quite frankly.
Chiefs, they've come out, they're threatening to take legal action. I don't know whether to believe that the deal might not happen or was it one camp trying to turn down the volume on the music?
Yeah, possibly. You know, my personal opinion of it is that from both sets of the clubs, in some way of speaking, it's perhaps to try and control the narrative. And I think maybe Sundowns, not so much, because all they did is give comment that we are talking and we can't disclose any more information. Mm. They came out to say, we're talking to Kaizer Chiefs and we are very keen on bringing the player back to Klerkop. Kaizer Chiefs, on the other hand, they feel, you're guessing coming out, and even long before he came out, the reports from Sokala Duma and all other publications that have since been reporting on the story are trying to destabilize their team. Quite frankly, if you can't be in this business and think that journalists have personal agendas. Mm. I mean, journalists are doing their jobs. It's the transfer period. There is always going to be speculation. It is for the club to be transparent and always set the record straight. But the manner in which their statement came out, it comes as a reaction. Mm. To what has been sent by a Sundowns official and as a reaction to what has been reported by the media over the last 4 weeks or so. But that is the nature of the beast, and unfortunately. And always, clubs are always going to try to control the narrative. And obviously, I think that's why teams have released a statement. They are getting hounded by their own supporters, who feel if they sell Kamabilia, they show a lack of ambition of some sort. Mm. If a player can come as a free agent and then want to leave to go back to his old club just a mere 12 or 13 months later. Wow. So, this is arguably the biggest transfer story, by some distance, maybe even going back to the years when Brian Baloyi made the shock move to Mamelodi Sundowns and Jimmy Tau switched over to Kaizer Chiefs after he had played and captained Orlando Pirates in 2005. This is important to note, Shane, that in all the stories, the Kamabilia story that I have written, I have never once said, Sokala Duma has never once said that Kamabilia is going to join Mamelodi Sundowns. Mm. We have simply reported what we know. We have reported the facts, and we have painted a picture for the reader to make up their mind. We have never, ever once said that Kamabilia is guaranteed to rejoin Mamelodi Sundowns. We have simply said there are talks. The player is keen to join Mamelodi Sundowns, but that is up to Kaizer Chiefs, because at the end of the day, Kaizer Chiefs still have a 2-year contract with Kamabilia.
You know, this U-turn of Okama, it's not like it's something that is going to be happening for the first time in SA football. I still remember a few years ago when Ulerato Shabangu moved from Sundowns to SuperSport. And just 6 months later, he went to SuperSport for free, if my memory still serves me well. And he went back to Sundowns on a money transfer. And people were shocked. But still, even today, people are still shocked that a move of this nature could still happen.
Absolutely. I mean, I understand the shock. Even our headline, stated that this would be a shock move if it happened. First of all, we know the reasons why Kamabilia did not stay at Mamelodi Sundowns. It was, the president, Patrice Motsepe, said it. Coach Peter Mosimane said it. The figures that he was asking for as a salary package were simply too high. Mm. And Sundowns felt they could not pay those amounts and risk losing the dressing room. Those were Patrice Motsepe's words. Those were Coach Peter Mosimane's words. Mm. So the shock comes in the sense that what has changed in the last 12 months that all of a sudden, they are happy to have Kamabilia back and potentially pay him the amount of money that he was asking for 12 or 13 months ago. I think that is the huge shock. And even when Lerato switched to SuperSport and then back to Mamelodi Sundowns after, in just a short space of time, that too was a shock, because you have a situation where you lose a player as a free agent or you sell him to one club and then you buy him back. I mean, it's not unheard of. It's happened before in South Africa. It's happened all over the world with players moving back and forth from their old teams to their new clubs and then back again to their former clubs. It's the nature of the beast. It's the nature of business. What doesn't sit well with me is the idea that clubs can sometimes think they can control the narrative. But fair enough, a statement is a statement nonetheless. We will report it objectively without any fear or favor. If Mamelodi Sundowns release a statement, we will publish it. If Kaizer Chiefs release a statement, we will equally publish it.
Yeah, that was it. Thank you so much, man, for taking your time and joining us here on SL Radio.
Always a pleasure, Tashin.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And as indicated earlier, that we spoke to the agent of the player, Michael Ngobeni, and this is what he got to say to us. And now joining us on the line is Michael Ngobeni from M Sports Management. He is the agent of the most talk about footballer, Kama Biliad. Mike, welcome to SL Radio and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Man, there's a lot of talk. Before we even touch on the local front, let us first get some clarity on something. There were talks of Kama being on the radar of Egyptian giants Zamalek. Were you, as Kama's agent, contacted by Zamalek for Kama?
Yes, they did. Look, I was also in AFCON in Egypt, okay? So there was a lot of activity regarding Kama. Zamalek, Al Ahly also in Morocco as well, and other Arab nations, they were also much interested.
Were there also some interested club from overseas?
Overseas, the only activity we had, it was in Turkey.
So you didn't entertain those moves to overseas?
No, not really. Because you see, at the end of the day, if the player is not ready to move, you don't have to carry on entertaining club. So as Kama mentioned to me before, that look, he really wished to win something. He's committed to Chiefs this season with Kaizer Chiefs. So that was the story.
You know, Mr. Mike, we need you to educate us on something here, my brother. Take us through the process of when a player is moving from one team to the other. You as the agent, what role do you play in those negotiations?
Thank you so much for asking that question. That's the most vital question in our industry. This is how it works. When the player is contracted to a club, for example, Kama Biliad is contracted to Chiefs. So he's employed with Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So there's two things. First thing is a scenario where I look for the clubs to buy my player from the club. For example, Kaizer Chiefs or Orlando Pirates or Sundown, right?
Sure.
So on this case scenario, if the clubs were phoning me, they want the services of Kama Biliad. So there will be two things now from there, right?
Sure.
I have to speak to the employer. Does the employer wants to let his star go? Does also the player wants to move? That's the first one. The second one is when the club phoned me about the services of the player. Same thing. I have to go to the club and ask the same question, you know. But obviously, when I'm looking for the club for my player, which means definitely I've already discussed with the employer of my client, you know, that, okay, listen, if you bring us so much, he can move.
Sure.
Then also I have to sit down with my client to say, listen, if I bring a deal on the table, are you ready to move, yes or no? If he said yes, then definitely I have to work. You see, so on this particular one we're talking about right now, it was clubs phoning me.
Sure.
You see.
Now, as you just mentioned that your role, you just explained your role now, meaning that if there were talks between Sundowns and Chiefs, you would have known, right?
Exactly, yeah. This is how it goes, for example.
So, are they talking, Kaizer Chiefs and Sundowns?
Okay, here's how it goes. Let's say Sundowns, they want to retain Kama Biliad.
Sure.
They don't have to phone me first, because the procedure is they contact Kaizer Chiefs. Because it doesn't help to talk to us, because I'm just an intermediary, you know?
Sure.
So you can talk to us at the end of the day. What about if the club doesn't want? So I'm not sure if they did talk to Kaizer Chiefs. I don't have proof of that. I just read it in the newspaper that Sundowns are talking to Kaizer Chiefs. Then also I'm still waiting. My phone hasn't ring. I'm still waiting for a phone call, maybe from Chiefs or Sundowns, to let me know if whether both clubs are talking, you know?
When was the last time you spoke to Kama?
No, we always chat almost maybe 3-4 times a week.
Does Kama wants to return to Mamelodi Sundowns?
Okay, the last time we talked, because you see the thing is, I don't want to put pressure on the player.
Sure.
Because this is the story in the media, right? Because I have to be professional, because he says to me, I don't want to move this season.
Sure.
I want to stay at Kaizer Chiefs and play football. So it's just like a story. So I never asked him. We never discussed it, because there's no need. I was going to ask him if maybe, for example, Mamelodi Sundowns phoned me.
Sure.
Then I was going to ask him. So in this scenario, we don't have to ask Mr. Biliad, you know. We have to let him go with his business as usual, because we know he's employed.
So just as Kaizer Chiefs confirmed yesterday on their official website that there are no talks between them and Mamelodi Sundowns, and that Kama Biliad is not going anywhere this season, you are also confirming that Kama Biliad is not going anywhere this season?
Yes, because that's what he told me. Just to correct something there.
Sure.
I've read the article.
Sure.
Kaizer Chiefs, they said Mamelodi Sundowns contacted them once with an offer.
Sure.
And from there, they were not talking. on my side, because the silly thing is, we don't detect the player that, listen, go to this club, don't go to this club. We work with all the clubs. At the end of the day, we have to do what's the best interest of our players. So at the end of the day, it will be up to Mr. Bilia to decide what he wants. But in this case, it was just stories around. Because you know what? Into the truth, Mamelodi Sundowns, they are also very professional people.
Yeah.
SMS, Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, all these clubs, you know?
Sure.
They always phone because they know that I'm looking after Kama Biliari's interest.
Sure.
So the reason why also, I think, why they didn't phone me, because they were, you know, they didn't get joy from Kaizer Chiefs, you know? Yeah. So from there, we don't follow up, you know, because the player is employed.
Wow.
And the player insisted that I want to stay. But remember one thing. If it's about the move, then, I mean, really, come on. Then I'll take Kama to Turkey. I'll take Kama to Dubai. I'll take Kama to China. We go to Saudi Arabia. Zamalek is a huge club.
Sure.
At the end of the day, you know. I'm not trying to talk bad about Sundowns. I'm just saying that there is offers already, also, you know. But we don't have to say, don't go there, stay there, or return there. No. You know, these things, they do happen, you know. David Luiz went back to Chelsea. There's a rumors also that Neymar wants to go back to Barcelona,
sure.
You know. Yes.
Mike, let me take this time, my brother, and thank you so much for speaking to us here on SL Radio. Really appreciate it, Baba.
Thanks, my brother. Thank you so much. Soccer La Duma Radio.
And now we turn all the focus to the MTN 8, and we've got all the fixtures, times and venues for you. And one particular fixture that people have been talking about is that of Orlando Pirates and Highlands Park. And earlier today, we caught up with the coach of Highlands Park, Coach Owen Dagama, and this was our conversation. Soccer La Duma Radio. Coach, thank you for joining us on SL Radio. How are you doing?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you very much for having us. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Preparations going well for the game against Pirates at Orlando?
Yeah, very, very well. The guys are excited. They're raring to go. You know, it's. I think this is a cup for smaller teams or teams with lesser crowds. But we are very excited about it. We're looking forward to it. We understand that Orlando Pirates are a very, very big team. You know, they've got a lot of quality players and they're a quality team. So we're looking forward to this clash. For us, it's more than just the quarterfinal. For us, it's about the league. It's about preparations for the league. How we get the team ready to have a solid season in the preseason. So we're grateful that we could be part of a competition of this stature, which will help us prepare for the league.
By saying this cup is a cup for the small teams, are you, coach, sending a strong message to Orlando Pirates, say, hey, watch out, we are coming for this cup, it's Highlands Park?
A very strong message, very strong message. Don't undermine Highlands Park. I mean, what you've got to do, we respect all teams, and we also want to be respected. It's as simple as that.
And I'm sure you must have watched the Pirates, the last game against SuperSport. You must have saw how SuperSport dismantled them. You must be licking your fingers, coach, ahead of this game.
No, you can't do that with the London Pirates. This is a big team. You never write off a big team. You never undermine a team of Orlando Pirates stature. So I think it's very important that we respect Orlando Pirates. They're a big team, and they've got quality players. And you know, we don't want a backlash. That's what we don't want. We don't want a backlash.
And this is a team, coach, that when I look at the records, this is a team that Highlands Park seems to enjoy this fixture, because Orlando Pirates hasn't beaten Highlands Park in years. You are meeting for the first time in the MTN 8, and this is a chance for Highlands Park to make that statement. And when the people talking outside, they say this Highlands Park team is one of the fittest teams in the PSL. How do you do it, coach?
No, look, when it comes to the fitness of the team, it's not my responsibility. It's Simone Connolly's, she's a biokineticist. That's her duty, so she must get all the credit for that. But talking about, you know, you don't win a game before you play. There's no doubt about it that it's going to be a saucy challenge. It's going to be a good challenge, and something that, as I said previously, that it will help us prepare for the for the league. But you never undermine Orlando Pirates. You don't do that. Mm. I think we to understand the game in the PSL over the past years, and I mean, this is a wounded team, eh? Mm. And we don't want to be at the end of that stick, you know. So we are preparing like any other team, you know. We're preparing the best we can, and we respect Orlando Pirates.
Mm, mm, mm. And the team has made some really interesting signings ahead of this new season, and some of them have made their debuts. Talking about the likes of Omar Khaoula, there's also Wade Jost, Mark Munyai, and also the star striker, Urodni Ramaji. How have they been into the team? How have they been settling into the team, Coach?
No, they've been fantastic. You know, when we sign a player, we make sure we do a very, very, very good background check on the player. Mm. We make sure we understand what the play is about. We trace the player for about 6 months. Mm. We really have trace him and see what he's up to and how he plays and what he wants. So when we sign a player, we make sure it's a player that can fit in within Highlands Park. And you look at these players you've spoken about, Mzava, Limbikani Mzava, Rodney Ramagarera, Wade Wester, and Makeseni Makaula.
Mm.
These are players that have stood the test of time.
Mm.
And we trace them, and they just fit like a hand in glove with Highlands Park. You know, very humble, very quiet, good human beings. Mm. So you know, we make sure that we try and get the best.
Wow, Coach, good luck on your game against Orlando Pirates over the weekend, and thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us here on SL Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
At a presser held at the PSL offices yesterday, Orlando Pirates coach Micho Sladojevic spoke about the shock defeat to Green Eagles of Zambia in the CAF Champions League and the 3-0 embarrassing scoreline against SuperSport United 2 days ago.
So, coming back from the match last evening, I would just say we started on a wrong foot Champions League campaign in a way in Zambia, and we still have corrective measures to do on 2014 return leg. We had, despite having a quadruple injection of freshness injected after coming from the trip with Chabalala in defense, with Monyane on the flank, with Makaringe in midfield and Mango up, we did not provide enough energy that could respond to the energy that SuperSport brought on the field of play. Due to the match loss, we have immediately regrouped, because if in the league we have 28 matches to play and we still have very much corrective measures to do, if in Champions League we have return leg, match on Saturday is a match where there is no correction. You either true or you are, I don't want to think about.
The coach also spoke about the threats at Highlands Park, how well these two teams know each other, and what it takes coming up against Rodney Ramaji.
We are playing against the team, Highlands Park, team that has the most specific physicality approach in this APSA PSL. Team that we have, out of all teams in last 2 years since I have come, we have played over 20 friendly matches. They know us, we know them. We have a great understanding and respectful cooperation on technical aspect, on aspect of so many other things. And we are playing against the team that is unpredictable, tricky, that demands from you that from first to last minute you are present in the game. And as a such, is a huge test of character and measurement of our value. After, especially when we turn behind us, it bites us so much. It is something that is not pleasant to come here in front of you. But I would like to say, we need to man up. We need to use these 72 hours to the match in an appropriate way, to look how to tighten at the back, because Highlands Park have players that could hurt us and endanger us. Ramaji, Shalulile, Bata, and Wala are the players that could endanger us, plus in set pieces. We are having their defense with veteran Fransman and very strong, hard-working midfield, where we need to find a way how to outplay the midfield, how to beat their defense. And those are exactly the topics that, instead of thinking about the wounds and licking the wounds of last two matches, we need to think how to produce the performance and result on Saturday. In that regard, fully focused, fully concentrated, fully dedicated to have a match where, before getting anything from point of result, you need to outwork them football-wise. We are looking at the match in a way that will help us, that two wounds behind us, we are healing with the match Saturday.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
Don't forget to catch the game between these two sides Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Orlando Stadium. In fact, there will be three MTN 8 fixtures on Saturday. First up on the menu is last season's defending champions Cape Town City, who will be taking on Polokwane City at Newlands Stadium at 3. Then at 8:15 p.m., there's last season's semi-finalists in Mamelodi Sundowns taking on Bloemfontein Celtic, who are coming on the back of a 5-0 win against Golden Arrows in the PSL last weekend. This fixture will be at the Lucas Masterpieces Moripe Stadium. And then on Sunday, Bidvest Vets welcome last season finalist SuperSport United at the Bidvest Stadium at 3 p.m. And that is all we got for you today, and we really hope you enjoy the episode. See you again on Monday on the Fan Reaction Show. From myself and my producer Simon Streller, enjoy the weekend.
Soccer La Duma Radio. Soccer La Duma Radio.